Good evening. Tonight's reading will come from Psalms chapter 77. I cried out to God for help. I cried out to God to hear me. When I was in distress, I sought the Lord. At night, I stretched out untiring hands, and my soul refused to be comforted. I remembered you, O God, and I groaned. I mused, and my spirit grew faint. You kept my eyes from closing. I was too troubled to speak. I thought about the former days, the years of long ago. I remember my songs in the night. My heart mused, and my spirit inquired, will the Lord reject forever? Will he never show his favor again? Has his unfailing love vanished forever? Has his promise failed for all time? Has God forgotten to be merciful? Has he in anger withheld his compassion? Then I thought, to this I will appeal, the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles from long ago. I will meditate on all your works and consider all your mighty deeds. Your ways, O God, are holy. What God is so great as our God? You are the God who performs miracles. You display your powers among the peoples. With your mighty arm, you redeem your people, the descendants of Jacob and Joseph. The waters saw you, O God. The waters saw you and writhed. The very depths of were convulsed. The clouds poured down water. The skies resounded with thunder. Your arrows flashed back and forth. The thunder was heard in the whirlwind. Your lightning lit up the world. The earth trembled and quaked. Your path led through the sea. Your way through the mighty waters. Though your footprints were not seen, you led your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. Joe asked me, in a difficult situation, what do I do to remember God and what he has done for me? Well, in the Psalms, Asaph is talking about how he is in trouble and he is crying out to God for help. In verses 1 through 3, Asaph says, I cried out to God for help. I cried out to God to hear me. When I was in distress, I sought the Lord. At night, I stretched out untiring hands, and I would not be comforted. I remembered you, O God, and I groaned. I meditated, and my spirit grew faint. Immediately after reading this, I knew that Asaph was becoming hopeless because his words sounded very desperate. Asaph was in deep trouble, and he needed God to help him. I can totally relate to Asaph. I'm sure most of you already know this, but I'm on the Santa Paula High School varsity wrestling team, and I am constantly being challenged with tournaments and practices. And like Asaph, I cry out to God whenever I need help. But unlike Asaph, I don't always remember God and what he has done for me. And that is really something I should work on. But I'm sure most of the people here can also relate to Asaph in the sense of being in trouble or being challenged. And in the face of any challenges, it is important that you remember God and what he has done for you. In verse 2, he says, when I was in distress, I sought the Lord at night. I stretched out untiring hands, and I would not be comforted. In this verse, he is saying how he tried to forget all his troubles and shake them off, but it wasn't working. Then in verse 3, he says, I remembered you, God, and I groaned. I meditated, and my spirit grew faint. When Asaph meditated, he thought of his situation, and he looked back at his problems, but his spirit only became weaker. In verse 4, Asaph says how God kept him awake all night, and he would just lay there in silence because he was too troubled to speak. And he would drift off and remember the old days as well as the music at night, and his heart would meditate, and his spirit would remember all the good things God did in the past. But there would be times where Asaph would ask himself, would the Lord reject forever? Will he never show his favor again? Has his unfailing love vanished forever? Has his promise failed for all time? Has God forgotten to be merciful? Has he in anger withheld his compassion? But then Asaph says, to this I will appeal the years when the Most High stretched out his hand. I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will consider all your works and meditate on all your mighty deeds. When Asaph says this, he is showing how even though he is in trouble and he doubts God, he will still have faith in God because he remembered all the good things God has done for him in his life. And my question to you is, when times get tough, what story or what time in your life are you going to lean on to remind you of God's protection? Because remembering God is key to help you getting through hard times. So whenever you are in a bad situation and you feel like things can't get any better, remember God and how he has helped you throughout your life. Thank you.